your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
Thank you for starting your day uplifted on Life Songs and the Life Songs Morning Show. Hey, I'm Josh. Debuting today on the Peacock Streaming Network is the ultimate holiday cooking competition called Baking It. And I have the good fortune of having two of the feisty grandma judges from Baking It joining us this morning. A couple of lovely ladies you've seen many times on WWL-TV and the Steve Harvey Show. Our very own local celebrities in the kitchen, Harriet and Anne.
Well, thank you.
The pleasure to be with you.
So is judging a baking show the single greatest job in the world?
It was.
Well, you know, it was totally unexpected.
Yeah.
I think the things that Anne and I do, we never expected to do them in the first place. We're just New Orleans girls, brought up our children, had jobs, retired, and then went on to other things. And this was never in the playbook, what we're doing today. Never. But it's so fun. Woo! It's a lot of fun.
I watched the first episode and giggled all the way through it. Andy Samberg and Maya Rudolph may host the show, but y'all steal the show with your fellow judges, Sherry and Norma. Did you guys all just click immediately?
No, it was very interesting. We had to do numerous Zoom interviews, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Finally narrowed it down. There are four judges in this program. Originally, it was going to be three. And then when our marketing person here sent them the videos of Harriet and me on Steve Harvey or WWL, whatever, they said, oh, we got to have both of them. So we were interviewed together as one. And they just observed the chemistry between us and then between us and the other people. And it worked out perfectly. I mean, perfectly. It really did.
It was an experience that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
And I will never look at another television show the same.
It's true. It really is true.
I'm telling you.
It really is.
Because some of our days were long, Josh.
Oh, that's an understatement.
We had, listen, a 10-hour day in, for me, you know, I've had plenty of them. But 17 hours, that...
17?
We did. We would get there at...
Wake up early.
7 in the morning, we wouldn't go back until midnight.
Yes, yeah.
You know, so we were picked up in the dark and we were brought home in the dark. So it wasn't a tour, you know, a touring of LA at all.
But it was fun. Well, what did you see? I said, did you see the ocean? I said, we didn't see anything. But literally, they picked us up and they watched us so much because of this COVID stuff.
The COVID, yes.
I mean, we were tested every day. I mean, they wouldn't let us leave their site. I mean, they really watched us because they were paranoid if anything would happen, you know?
Yeah, everybody on set was tested every day.
Every day, everybody.
So, and that was a big number of people.
Yeah, it was an incredible
And then experience. Everybody was so kind to each other. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
I mean, they're...
Very polite.
Yes. So it was a wonderful experience.
I'd do it a heartbeat again, but they paid us too.
Are you prepared for the level of fame coming your way? Because the entire world is going to fall in love with the panel of grannies when they watch Baking It.
I can't even think like that, Josh.
Yeah, I don't think like that.
It's the Life Songs Morning Show. Hey, I'm Josh. Harriet and Anne are a couple of the judges on Peacock's new holiday cooking show, Baking It, streaming now for Peacock subscribers. When you judge food, being from Southeast Louisiana, are you thinking, as long as it tastes good, or does it really need to present well?
I think how it looks, but I think it's both. Yeah. Some of these presentations, I swear, it would knock your socks off. I mean, it was one of them, I'll never forget the cake. I swear to God, it looked like the cover of Southern Living magazine. It really did. It just blew you away. But the problem was, you kept tasting all this food, and as you get to the last one, you know, we got to eat more. But and needless to say, we like to eat. So
one of the sessions, the contestants, the teams, did 3 bakes. 7 times 3, that's 21 cakes. Taste 21 cakes.
You know, it was difficult.
You have to pay attention. For me, if it doesn't look good, I don't think I want to eat it.
And if it's really, really super good, which they most of the time were, you just didn't want to stop with one taste.
Well, let me tell you.
It was difficult. It really was difficult.
Well, for Anne, let me tell you about Anne. It was not just sweet. It was also savory bakes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the team happened to put bacon on top of it.
Oh, God.
Well, we all had a portion. They divided it up. The 4 of us ate, enjoyed it, you know, as much as you wanted.
And caramelized onions, too.
I know. And there were about 4 pieces of bacon. And when they were getting ready to take it away, Anne said, wait a minute, don't take that away. I need that bacon. Anne's eating the bacon off of the two that were going to be photographed or something. I don't know how they got more bacon on it, but Anne was eating bacon like it was going to go out tomorrow.
It's true. I had bacon all the time. The food.
I couldn't get over how much bacon two of the judges consumed, you and Gigi.
It was generous portions of bacon, you know. So I was in seventh heaven.
Maybe they could do a spinoff called Bacon It, BACON.
Yeah, right.
That's good, Josh. And signing up right now.
So the cameras and lights were not going to deter you from getting the goods, right?
But you know, after a while, you truly forget that you have a microphone on you.
Yeah.
And in somewhere in these 17 cameras, one might be on you.
Yeah.
You know, you forget all about that because you're into the moment. So we didn't let a camera looking at us bother us too much.
No, you get used to it.
Andy Samberg and Maya Rudolph are hosting Baking It, and I can't think of two funnier people to do that job.
When I told my grandchildren, they went, oh God, so-and-so. I said, well, who are they? You know, so that was interesting. But they were as down to earth as us.
Very nice. Yes, they were a lot of fun. The conversation just flowed between Andy and Maya and the rest of us. And believe it or not, we found out, I had found out that we have a connection, and that is Tulane University. Her father was at Tulane, and my ex-husband was at Tulane. We couldn't get over it that we, you know, scratched the surface, and there you are. You have a connection, you know, with someone. But they really are nice people. Amy Poehler, delightful.
Yeah.
Just delightful. You would enjoy their company.
I mean,
they're just funny because they see things a little different funny. You would have loved them, really.
Well, I'm excited that my family gets to spend the holidays laughing along with you two.
Well, that's sweet. That's sweet. But I'll tell you, I'm nervous about seeing myself. I don't know what to do. I hate watching myself.
You both look great, I promise you. You'll have folks flocking to New Orleans to have you judge their food.
Gosh, it was fun.
It was fun. I mean, once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yes,
it really was.
Yes.
Well, I hope it isn't a once in a lifetime thing. I'm counting on season two. Harriet and Anne, thank you for taking some time with us this morning. Baking It is streaming now on Peacock. And honestly, who better to judge food than two grandmas from New Orleans?
Josh, you know what's the hardest thing? And this is the truth. You're a judge or you're on a jury. This isn't television anymore. This is the real thing. And your decision means a great deal to whoever you're judging. That was difficult.
Oh, yeah,
I had
pressure.
To be sure. But send someone home is rough.
Oh.
I can't even imagine. But I'm sure you found a way to do it very kindly. Thank you again for representing Southeast Louisiana on Baking It and for hanging with us this morning on Life Songs.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you for asking
us. And you made it so easy for
us,
too.
You're a delight.
Baking It, starring Anne and Harriet, with a little help from Andy Samberg and Maya Rudolph, is on Peacock now. In fact, it was literally just released today. So maybe something to check out over the holiday season.
Christmas. Hope is born. All Christmas music, all season long, on Uplifting Life Songs.